let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Conservation Programs Manager at Memorial Park, Danny Milliken.
Here we are, second hour of Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. If you listened to the first hour, welcome back. If you're just joining us, we covered a lot of stuff. We covered a couple different grass diseases, talked about chinch bugs and a leaf spot that we're seeing out there now. Beverly Welch from Yard Brigade gave us a lot of beautiful flowers that really are just beautiful right now, from salvias to pintas, zinnias, buddleia, kufia, bidens, a bunch of beautiful flowers to look for now if you're shopping for flowers. And a lot of them are going to be good all the way through the fall. So you can get explosive color all the way through the fall. So that's the sort of thing we're talking about. I'm here now with the venerable, the ruggedly handsome Danny Linderman from where are you from? Enchanted Forest and Gardens?
There you go.
Okay, yeah. From the Enchanted Family, Enchanted Landscaping, Enchanted Wonderful Folks. You guys are just generally enchanted.
There you go. That's it. Just generally enchanted.
Nice. Yeah, that's the website. No, just kidding. What is the website?
MyEnchanted.com.
There you go. MyEnchanted.com. Check them out. They got a lot of cool installation pictures, a lot of cool things to kind of get you dreaming about what to do in your space there. So glad you're here with us.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, yes. It was a good week for weather and outdoor gardening.
It was beautiful. Beautiful.
One of those really like freakishly, I mean, you know, we call like the floods 500-year floods or whatever, but this is like a 1,000-year pleasant weather week.
it was wonderful. If you weren't out there, you missed it.
Yeah, because it was cool and not raining.
Yeah, exactly.
The double whammy. It was really, really wonderful. Well, one thing I love about having Danny Linderman here is not just his knowledge of plants. I do like that. And his, you know, sparkling personality. But it's also, he is a hands-on, he's done the landscaping. He's done the work. He's planted the plants. He's built the beds. And so we're going to explore that today. Really, everything about installing your own bed, your own raised bed, be it for flowers or veggies.
Okay.
So we're going to just explore that. So stick with us. It's going to be a riveting ride of of what to do in your garden from the expert. This is Home Show Garden Pros. This is what we do on Sports Radio 610, 713-572-4610.
You're shopping for groceries when you remember you need organic soil for your plants and garden. Since you're at HEB, pick up New Earth's top shelf organic products in either the new grab-and-go 8-quart bags or the 1-cubic-foot bags. Top shelf organics are approved by the Organic Materials Review Institute, the healthy choice for your garden, flowers, trees, and yard. New Earth top shelf organic products at non-organic prices. TopShelfOrganic.com.
Get growing at Warren Southern Gardens. Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja, Warren's helps you succeed without ever making you feel stupid. From seed and soil to plants and products, Dean and Bernice and the whole crew at Warren's gets you growing because their roots run deep. Come wander Warren's Pathways, where it's always safe to set your inner gardener free. Warren Southern Gardens, 1675 North Park Drive, Kingwood. Online at warrensoutherngardens.com.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Nature's Way Resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns. MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
Hi, this is Zach Buchanan from Buchanan's Native Plants. And this week at the nursery, we're highlighting shade plants. Plants for shade, plants that do well in low light conditions. A lot of us have trees on the property that give us shade, and that's great, but it's hard to find color for that shade. We've got the solutions for you. A lot of stuff in stock right now geared towards that need that you have. The best thing you can do right now in the summer heat is maintenance. We're talking about mulching beds. If your lawn is struggling a little, the best thing you can do right now is compost top dressing. You don't really want to fertilize in the heat of the summer. So compost would be an excellent thing to put down. Mulch on the beds. Keep an eye on our events page at BuchanansPlants.com for upcoming events. We've got a lot of cool things in the works, so keep an eye on that. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros here on Sports Radio 610. I'm Danny Linderman here with Danny Milliken. Give us a call with any of your garden problems, trees, lawn questions, whatever you have. 713-572-4610.
That's right. Danny Power this morning.
There you go.
Woo! Danny's.
Danny squared.
Yep, we got a little Danny club. Any other Dannys are allowed. But we're taking callers of all names, though. I just want to make that clear. 713-572-4610. We're going to explore building a raised bed from scratch. How many times do you think you've done that, Danny? Actually, like,
oh, millions of times. Makes me cringe.
Like plural millions.
Yes.
I feel like that's a little bit high.
I don't know, Danny.
Okay, well, we're here with someone who's made millions of beds. I'm putting in air quotes around millions. But they're really a ton of beds, like knows all the steps, knows all the problems with, you know, knows how to overcome some of these issues. So there's a lot that goes into it, and I kind of have made a little list here. But let's say someone's wanting to build a veggie bed, right? They're wanting to build a veggie bed.
Right.
What are some things they need to assess of the site before they even choose their location?
So first thing before you do anything, if we're in the backyard or side yard, make sure you don't block the drainage swale. Because I see that so often. People want to put a bed right in the middle of the backyard, and that's where the drainage goes. And
side now, yard too, right?
Down the side yard the whole way. That's probably the number one thing. No bed should be installed until you know where the water's going to flow at.
Right. You change your topography. All of a sudden, now you've just got standing water.
Yeah, now you got problems.
Cascade of issues with the grass.
Right. Yeah. Just a bunch of different problems turn up then. Sun exposure for a vegetable bed.
Okay.
That's going to be a big one, too. So you got to plug both of those equations in, the drainage and the sun exposure. If we're in a shady area, your veggies ain't going to work. So we're going to need to get some good sun, but don't put that in the middle of the swale.
Yeah, those are two like kind of unflexible rules.
Right, right.
You have to abide by those two rules, or you're just going to – one of them, you're going to have a cascade of problems in your whole space.
No.
The other is you're not going to get any food. So that's really great. Okay. One thing I always love is – and I really kind of stress as a priority – is somewhere that you can see pretty often, like you can't forget about it.
Aesthetics. I mean, well, you got to plug that in with aesthetics too. You don't want to be growing corn right out your back, your window, your little bay window, because now the corn will totally cover
up
your window.
That's all you'll see. Right, right. I mean, there's people. Okay, what about back behind my garage? And it's like, okay, well, how often are you going to go back there?
Right. That's one of the problems. Vegetable gardens they can be pretty, but they can be unsightly.
Absolutely.
As things starting to, wane down. So probably on a vegetable garden, I'm not real big at putting that front and center.
Sure.
You got to take it with a little grain of salt. But if you stick it too far in the back, you're never going to go look at it.
Right. So you give yourself the opportunity for success.
Right.
And don't blow it on site selection. So that's a big deal. Where you're going to put it is a huge deal. Really would determine a lot of your success.
No, you bet. You bet. Irrigation is the next thing. So if you're, if you either do it yourself or that's great, you can move some heads around or whatever. But you got to think about that ahead of time, too. You don't want to cover your valves up. If you got heads underneath it, there's some things to think about instead of just going out there and get to digging.
No, for sure. So that's a great one. So because the thought crossed my mind that, okay, I'm putting this bed in. Here's a pop-up head. Oh, great. I can convert this and make it the irrigation for the veggie bed, but there's an issue with that.
Right. You're not going to have perfect water with that. There's going to be some unevenness, watering the lawn and watering the garden at the same time. One's going to be overwatered. One's going to be underwatered.
Yeah.
But it'll give you a little bit of water for the garden, which is not a bad thing.
Right.
So if you can manage to – underwater the grass and maybe a little bit overwater the garden. It can help you, you know, get by if you go out of town for a day or two. But it's not the fix all for everything.
But you definitely don't want to just plop your bed down on where you've got some irrigation.
No, so, you need to have a plan.
That's right. That's a great. I mean, that's really what we want you to encourage to do is to come up with a plan, but then potentially even draw it out.
Right. It won't hurt to draw it out. That way, you know what you got, and heck, mark down where your irrigation is on the plan. So that way, in the future, you know what you have underneath that garden.
That's awesome. So we're starting with great information. Don't create a drainage issue in your backyard by putting this in the wrong place. You got to have sunlight if it's veggies, and watch out for what might be underground. Call before you dig, too.
Yep, 811, call before you dig.
Yeah, you want to know what's down there. So 713-572-4610. We got a big topic we're covering, and so we're going to let you guys' calls interrupt our conversation. Gladly, it's not a rude interruption. It's a positive interruption. Craig, you are on Home Show Garden Pros. You got a question for Danny?
Yeah, I was curious, where in town could you buy some decent San Augustine grass?
We have it at our nurseries. Typically on the weekends, we get it in on Friday. I'm sure some of the other members have it as well.
Yeah, I think some do. You'd have to call some of our co-op members to say where they've got it. But this, you want to buy it and get it down immediately, though. So you don't really want to buy it on a Tuesday and hold it at your house till a Saturday to put it down.
I just was curious if there's anybody that had any decent St. Augustine this time of year in town. It used to be, I know that Tees used to have some decent grass years ago, but the Home Depots and Lowe's don't really have any, so I didn't know where you could get any.
It this time of year, it only holds on a pallet for a day or two. After that, it starts getting yellow real quick. Even when it's yellow, you can put it down and water it, and it should come back. It's no different than setting a trash can on the yard for a day or two, and you pull that trash can up, and it's already yellowed underneath. It'll come back. Call around. And like I said, I don't know what part of town you're in, but we have it at both of our nurseries.
I'm right in the middle of town, so where are you?
Out towards Sugarland and Richmond there. So pretty good drive.
Well, Enchanted Forest is not that far out from kind of the center of town. You head down 59.
Right, 59 to 99 or Crab River Road.
Yeah, you just get past Sugarland and take a left. It's really not that far away.
I'm from Richmond, so I know it. All right.
Okay. Oh, nice. All right. Yeah, well,
I appreciate it.
If they have fresh stuff, thanks so much, Craig. If they have fresh pallets, man, you want to go for a fresh pallet and you want to get it down ASAP.
Right.
So this is not an impossible time at all because the grass will grow quickly, but you just can't leave it sitting around.
You water it once you put it down.
Yep, very true. Maybe even before.
don't mess around saying, okay, I'm going to water it after lunch. That may be too late.
Yeah, and St. Augustine, I think, is a great grass for the city. It grows real fast. It's really good stuff. Danny Linderman, I'm Danny Milliken. We're sitting here talking gardening. This is Home Show Garden Pros. We talk gardening. 713-572-4610. And we'll take more of your calls as we continue the show.
That looks fun.
I enjoy year-round.
Maybe why you and Dad started Nelson Water Gardens?
Hands in the dirt.
Things growing.
Changes you.
Ponds and water.
Changes your whole yard.
Creates a peaceful backyard getaway.
Anytime you want.
From a big pond.
To a pot garden.
Maybe a disappearing fountain.
We've been doing this 20 years.
Practically my whole life.
Nelson Water Gardens is a member of our family.
It's why folks say, this feels like home.
And find something worth taking home.
She's Anita.
He's Peter.
We're at NelsonWaterGardens.com.
You can find us.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Danny Linderman here sitting with me, Danny Milliken, talking about building beds, talking about veggie beds, veggie gardening, flower gardening. And, all the tools you could use, all the supplies you could use are really, really important. And there's a place in town that sells a lot of all the stuff you'd need for this, and it's Southwest Fertilizer. At Southwest Fertilizer, you'll find watering solutions, which is really important for the summer, for healthier landscapes. They have a really large selection of organic and synthetic solutions that can help reduce the risk of diseases. They have an incredible mower shop and lawn equipment in the back of the store, a really great mower shop. They do repairs there. They do blade sharpening. They can service pretty much any machine. They also have a huge selection of bird feeders and wild bird seeds, premium quality, top-of-the-line stuff. Or if you're doing birding on a budget, they can help you out there. But the best part about Southwest Fertilizer is their awesome team. Very friendly, very knowledgeable, can really help you out. And they are truly happy to help solve your lawn and garden needs. It's incredible. Also, they kind of really are committed to, if they don't have the product that you know works, they want to find it because they love carrying products that work. So stop in and see Bob Patterson and his awesome team there at Southwest Fertilizer. There really isn't a place in Houston like it. It's a wonderful spot, nostalgic, great selection of stuff. And it's been a Houston lawn and garden tradition since 1955. It's in town. It's right there, 5828 Bissonnette Street, just next to Bel Air. Really great spot, really fun visit. Check out their website for more information at southwestfertilizer.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. My name is Danny Linderman, here with Danny Milliken.
Danny Power.
Danny Squared. Give us a call if you have any questions with your gardening problems, or trees, or shrubs, or grass, or building beds at 713-572-4610. Ryan, how you doing this morning?
Doing good. Had a question about some Japanese blueberries. My wife and I planted a couple of the trees in our backyard about 2 years ago, and right now we're having issues with one of them. There's something kind of black that's popped up all over the leaves and limbs on the lower half of one of them. It's kind of spreading up, and the leaves are all dying. The limbs are going bare. I'm just not really sure what it is or how to take care of it.
All right. You have two problems. Some type of pest is excrements are causing the black powder, that's black sooty mold.
Ew.
Yes, I said it.
So this is a really common problem on Japanese blueberries.
It is, yes, sir.
Is there, they're susceptible to scale pretty easily. So if you look up underneath the leaves, especially the higher leaves on new growth, you'll see on the bottom side of the leaf, that's where the thing lives, right?
Right. Little white army tanks is what they are.
Yep. And so they leave their little doodles, or as Danny says, excrement. And it drops and it forms a fungus that grows only on that material. So how can they get it off?
The dormant oil spray or a horticulture oil spray will take care of the sooty mold. It usually takes a application or two, but it will basically just dry up and flake off. Mm. Spray it onto the black stuff. You got to. Okay. So if it's a big tree, it may be hard, you know, to do it. But it's a safe product, so it's, don't worry about it. But spray that. The scale can be a little harder. The oil can deter the scale, but it's going to be a real long process with just oil. I would recommend a systemic. I know, you know, it's not totally organic or nothing, but it sometimes you got to break out the big guns.
Well, the nice thing about a systemic versus like kind of a leaf treatment or local treatment is that you're not spraying it all over all the other plants or under
right.
the soil.
It you can just pour it on the ground and the tree absorbs it and all the scale basically die.
So the scale, though, does find less healthy Japanese blueberries.
Yep.
And so that it kind of is a sign that your tree is not as healthy as it needs to be. And so, you know, we're always going to encourage compost as a first blush, things like MicroLife to improve the soil. If you are going to do a systemic, follow that up right away with something like using compost as a mulch.
Okay.
What?
Okay, so spray it down and then get some compost.
Watch your water. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, if you're overwatering them, they'll like to do that. I know we had a lot of rain back in the spring, and you can't stop Mother Nature. But watch your watering on that. And so that's
okay.
That's where I'd start too. So you're going to need two different products: the oil and the systemic.
All right, perfect. Thank you, guys.
You bet.
Thank you, Ryan. Danny, do you ever use molasses as kind of a deterrent?
Well, but like I said, the scale is tough.
Yeah.
I mean, they're like little army tanks is what they call them.
What they do is they'll put their little needle into the tree, and then their first thing they build is a dome around themselves. Yeah. It's like a protective barrier they make. Yeah. And so just spraying it, especially if it's up high, is really hard to do. If it's low down, you can just do like a pressure washer.
Right.
So, but up high, it's really, really tough to do. 713-572-4610. Getting great advice from Danny Linderman. We are focused on answering your gardening questions and talking about how to build that raised garden bed. So, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Got a lot of callers, and we'll get back to you guys after this quick break.
The Arborgate has every plant, flower, and gift imaginable. Hi, I'm Beverly. One visit and you will see we're a premier destination for gardening enthusiasts. Our nursery is stocked with everything you'd expect to find, plus display gardens and dedicated rose and herb houses. The Arborgate is the only place you'll find that famous 1-2 punch, organic soil complete and organic blend plant food. Our two gift shops are overflowing with original art, gifts, and home decor. Take an ordinary journey to an extraordinary place. Visit us in Tomball or online at arborgate.com.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want, answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, Katie's full service nursery.
The Arborgate. Take an ordinary journey to an extraordinary place.
Warren Southern Gardens will get you growing because our roots run deep.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 713-572-4610.
713-572-4610. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm here with Danny Linderman.
Good morning.
From Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping.
Yes,
and we're
sir.
Answering your gardening questions. So, Terry, you are on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning, gents. How are y'all doing?
Good, good.
Hey, I got a question. What it is, and I know you're going to hate me for doing this, but I've let my garden grow up for about a year and a half now.
No,
I
don't.
I've been out of pocket. Can't do it.
No judgment. So, no worries. You're fine. You're great.
Yeah. Breathe deep. I understand. Yeah. I'm wanting to start my garden all over again. I have good soil that I know of, but, I mean, there are weeds galore.
Yeah.
Should I try to pull every one of those things up or just get something like I used to do, is like tar paper and lay it down and just kill everything and then pull it up a lot easier?
You know, without seeing it, it's kind of hard to say, but I would say probably pull it and then cover it, right? So, get you know, the weeds are going to have to come out at some point, dead or not. You know, you're going to have basically dead weeds in there. So if you could get the weeds out, you're going to be struggling with the seeds for a while.
Yeah, that's the two big problems, right, is you have the plants. But the bigger problem is you have the next five generations of plants. So, solarization and a deep mulching is kind of what I personally, you know, if it's gone so far and you've got a ton of weeds in it, you're talking about a veggie bed?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Is cut it down, put some black plastic over it, or clear plastic works really great too, and it's got to stay on there for a couple months. And it'll get hot. It'll burn up the weed seeds. Then I would go and I would kind of scrape back that top layer of soil and just put a bunch of new soil in on top of it to get out as many weed seeds as possible.
Right.
Whatever you're going to do, get on it now, though. Don't put it off any longer.
No, actually, the cool weather, I started on already. I did.
When
I got there and just cut it all up as much as I could. But I was debating whether to just go ahead and try to get out there and pull everything up or just cover it up and make it easier because, you know, the roots, as fresh as they are, they're going to be real tough to pull up by hand or how I decide to do it. But if you've covered up and let them die, then they're so much easier to pull out of the ground. So
Right.
And I appreciate it. And y'all said raised beds. So I was debating just to go ahead and put raised beds inside my little garden. It's a 22-foot by 32-foot little fenced-in garden.
So, do you have to walk in there? I mean, you got to make paths anyway, right? Like, you have a pathway. You have your pathways where you walk in there?
Yeah.
Use that as your barriers for where your gardens go. And the nice thing about raised bed gardens is that you get control over the soil and weed seeds don't flow in it. They'll blow in as much if it's over, 8-9 inches.
Right.
And so you can really actually reduce the amount of weeds a lot. That barrier of green material that you're dealing with now, well, that's a nitrogen-rich material. So if you just went up and stacked on that, that sounds like a pretty good solution.
And raised beds, you know, and boxes, garden boxes, you don't have to bend over as far. which is nice,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and I'm older. I'm getting older. And like I say, but I appreciate you guys because I seriously thought about doing that. I really did. I'm thinking about putting some – because I don't eat as many vegetables as I've been raising. Cause
sure.
When I did do it, I had so many vegetables. And, of course, I give it to the neighbors and friends and all of this. But, you know, I'm getting to a point where I need to reduce my workability, I guess.
Right, your labor input.
Yeah, they're like, no, we don't want any more yellow squash.
Yeah, well, no, I love the yellow squash. Don't get me wrong.
The
and
neighbors.
One last thing I do have, if you don't mind, in my backyard also, it's a sizable backyard, so I have like 18 fruit trees.
Mm.
And, Danny, I spoke to you a while back, and this is the person that has the deer ate all my bushes up, and then they grew out. I need to send you some pictures because they've all turned with thorns. They almost all look identical, and I don't understand how that could be. They're all different plants.
They were different plants, right? Mm-hmm. And then they got eaten back all the way to their rootstocks, which, mm-hmm. you know, apricots, some plums, peaches, some pears all go on the N33 rootstock. And then citrus mm-hmm. almost all go on a rootstock, too. So
mm-hmm.
so that might be what's happening is that rootstocks come up. A lot of times, too, plants will switch their genetic sort of defense mechanism if they've gone through that major stress, and they'll throw on some thorns on their water sprouts.
I have heard about that, too.
It's like their fight or flight is thorns.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Some of them.
All right. Well, like I say, I've handled the deer situation because I've actually fenced them, each one of them in, so they can't get to them. And you know, like I say, I feed the deer well up there. I really do. So I'm trying to get to the point where I don't feed them. But.
Greedy devils.
They are. They're great.
Yeah.
But I do appreciate you guys so much, and thank you for all your input.
We appreciate you, Terry.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Frederick, we got you next after the quick break, and then John C. Waitin, too. Really appreciate you guys. We're definitely going to get to your calls, 713-572-4610. Danny Lindemann here from the wonderful Enchanted Forest.
Yes, sir.
Enchanted Gardens. And we're having a good time. So give us a call, 713-572-4610. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Remember when your furniture was new? Before the kids, dog, cat, parties, spills, and whatever happened there. Gross. Make your home beautiful again. Shop where designers go. Elizabeth Cole Design. You'll find unique furnishings, artwork, lighting, and accessories that fit your home and lifestyle at surprisingly low prices. Need help? Enjoy complimentary in-house design services. Elizabeth Cole Design, your one-stop shop for home decor and interior design. Hempstead at 610 ElizabethColeDesign.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Talking building veggie beds, all kinds of gardening, answering gardening questions. It's nice because we can kind of preemptively strike a lot of questions when people say, hey, can you recommend a soil company? What's the best soil to use? What's a soil you like? Well, I get to recommend Nature's Way Resources. So Nature's Way Resources makes compost, soil blends, mulch. And really, they're making really amazing stuff in our area. So healthy lawns, flowers, and gardens begin with healthy soil. You want resilience. You want green plants. You want big flowers. You want to improve your soils. And Nature's Way Resources, mulches, composts is the way to get there, be it your lawn, your garden, or just landscaping. They can help anything because all the soil can be improved with their products. So made with natural organic elements, which is amazing because that means that it's perfectly safe for children and pets while being the best food possible for your plant's roots. So your grass, again, grass, trees, plants, all that stuff. They really are doing an incredible job. I've seen so many lawns turn around from a top dressing used with their compost. So you just lay it out over the whole lawn and it takes a couple yards and some work, but man, you really get results. Nature's Way Resources is the name of the company. Look them up. They've got a great website, very informative website. On the website also, you'll learn about their native plants that they can sell to people in the woodland area. And you use these eligible species, and you get 50% water bill rebate for low water use plants. Pretty cool deal. So they got a list of plants and a list of rebate details. You visit their website, naturesway resources.com. If you're looking for their compost, mulches, and soils and want to find where in your neighborhood their stuff is sold, you can find that by visiting our website at the Nature's Way Resources page at homeshowgardenpros.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm Danny Linderman here with Danny Milliken. Give us a call if you have any questions. 713-572-4610. And I think we're going to Frederick now.
We are going to Frederick. Hey, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. Hey, Frederick, you there?
Yes, I'm here. I apologize.
No, it's great. No worries.
So thank you for taking my call. Had a question. In spring, I fertilized my grass, and I over-fertilized and burned it. I pulled up the dead grass and resodded it, but I'm having issues with the sod catching on, the grass catching on in certain areas. This would not catch on, so I'm trying to figure out what can I do to improve it. I've added topsoil. I use a Scotch brand top-to-top soil, but it's just not what catch on in certain areas. I've watered extensively, but it just would not grow in certain areas. So I'm trying to figure out what can I do to correct it.
I'm going to say stay with organics for right now.
Yeah, our heart goes out for you.
Stay away from the chemicals for now. I'm going to tell you, not that I'm knocking any brands, but the Scotts probably is not going to be your best topsoil, and that could be part of your problem too.
Okay.
You may want to look at some Nature's Way compost,
And
that will really richen that ground up. But definitely stay away from any synthetics for now. Go with organic. Go back to gentle. It's like raising a baby. Let's start over and be sweet to the grass.
Frederick, what part of town are you in?
I live in Siena Plantation.
So, I mean, I would really kind of get away from box stores and down by there. That's Enchanted Forest. I would really, like, make that your advice source and get one set of advice from people who know what they're talking about and are really going to be pushing you towards root health. Because that's a huge thing with those lawns. I mean, part of the reason that maybe your grass isn't coming back, and Danny can kind of confirm this or correct me if you need to, but is that heavy fertilizer treatment didn't just damage the grass, it also damaged your soil underneath the grass. And so you need a resuscitation, not just with the grass itself, but with the soil itself. And, man, using Nature's Way Resources compost is going to be the fastest route to return.
Right. Like I said, everything needs to be gentle trying to get that grass to come back. That's a tough deal. I've seen it happen before.
It can be a little
traumatic trying to get it back. But everything's got to be gentle.
It's just so heartbreaking because you're trying to feed the grass. You're trying to improve the situation. And because kind of you were sold a bill of goods, like you wound up, you know, applying some damage. And it's really, really a tough deal. So we definitely feel for you, Frederick, and know that it's a hard thing. But humates, right now at this stage where you are, humic acid, humates, using compost, do that right now. Do that for a couple weeks. Go down into Enchanted Forest, get that information. You know, call us back in a couple weeks after doing a humic acid treatment. That's going to be your way to really move forward and get a quicker turnaround than any other approach.
You have enough sun on the lawn?
I do. I do have a couple of crepe myrtle trees the builder planted in the flower bed. It has to get some shade, but I really want to get rid of those crepe myrtle trees because they're spreading out too far close to my house. But other than that, it gets plenty of sun.
Okay. Yeah, just like I said, everything in moderation. So, you know, and like I said, for now, you definitely stick with organics because the soil is – it's probably a little bit on the toxic side, so the grassroots don't want to go in there. You know, like us, right? If it's hot outside, we want to stay inside, right? So it's the same thing. The soil is just not what the grass wants. So you're going to have to just be patient and like I said, get some compost down there, talk to the grass, talk sweet to it.
Hey, the last thing, and we're going to head into a break, but our website, homeshowgardenpros.com, has a little blog page, and I don't post enough on there, but there's some pretty good content. But one of them is just the story of my lawn and the great success story that I've had by taking the exact approach that Danny's talking about. And I'd really invite you to go and kind of take a look at that and see if you can glean any inspiration or understanding from that. Because it's not like a, here's what you should do. It's a, here's what I did. And okay. To me, it's like a, it gets to be a little more compelling. And I get motivated even myself reading it because I realize the success I've had with using this kind of gentle, long-term approach.
You might want to try to hit the lawn with some has to grow or some seaweed to kind of give it some, you know, a little bump, right? You, like I said, you don't want to push it too hard because it's just not happy. But the liquid stuff is easy. It's hose in pretty much, so it's, you know, you're not, and it's all gentle and on all really good products. So
yeah, and definitely go.
Well, I do that.
Go learn from the. Oh yeah, no, go for it.
So, in reference to the crepe myrtle trees in my flower bed planted by the builder, like I mentioned before, they were spreading and it's kind of close to my roof. I'm trying to figure out how can I do to keep the trees from spreading instead of me having to uproot the trees. So it wouldn't be my preference to put a crepe myrtle tree right in my flower bed, but the builder put it there.
There's really no way to keep them from spreading. I mean, you can keep them trimmed, but that's a yearly thing. It sounds like you really have the wrong variety of crepe myrtle there that may be too big for the area. So you're maybe better off taking them out now before they get giant and causing problems. If you bring bring some pictures out to the nursery, if you're in Siena, we have a lot of customers from Siena, and be more than happy to try to help you, you know, make a right call there. But over the phone, it's kind of hard to figure out exactly what you got going on.
Yep. Yeah. I think that's your best bet, Frederick,
is definitely do that.
Getting a reliable advice source that you can go in and take action with is a really good plan. Well, hey, thanks so much for the call, bud. Really appreciate you calling
Thank
in
you.
And kind of trusting us with that new project.
That's Enchanted Nursery, correct?
Enchanted Forest is going to be
Enchanted
the closest one.
Forest.
Enchanted Forest, yes,
Enchanted
sir.
Forest. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We'll be back.
Are your plants ready for the summer marathon of scorching heat and drought? If not, now's the time to microlife everything. Your lawn, trees, shrubs, garden, and flowers. Microlife adds billions of beneficial soil microbes and over 100 minerals and vitamins. Adding microlife improves your soil, reduces water use, and builds bigger root systems for your entire landscape. Your plants will love you for it. Microlife Fertilizers. Healthy soil, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit microlifefertilizer.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
Southwest Fertilizer. Quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955. Wabash Feed and Garden. A little bit of the country in the heart of the city.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We are taking your gardening questions. You guys have really been responsive to the request to ask questions. And John, you were on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. Thanks for waiting for so long.
Hey, no problem. I have a couple of questions. First one's regarding a Meyer lemon tree that I have in my yard. I planted it. It's been in the ground about 4 years. And in the spring when it bloomed, it looked great. It was beautiful. It was it's grown a lot of fruit on it and whatnot. And over the last month, the leaves have started turning yellow and it started dropping some of the fruit off of it. I fertilized it with some Microlite citrus tree fertilizer in the spring, and it's been getting water. What do you guys think?
So you're probably ready for some more fertilizer, number one. Number two, some water is okay. Too much water can be a problem. So usually a yellowing is either too much water or a deficiency in the fertilizer. So it's kind of hard to say, but don't overwater it.
Okay, yes. I have a kumquat tree that's growing maybe 20 feet away from it, and it's beautiful, and it's getting the same amount of water. It's in the same area, so it's kind of fertilized.
The improved Meyer lemon is a really kind of squirrely tree. a lot of people get a lot of different results, especially with health kind of care on it. It's real susceptible to leaf roller. But yeah, what Danny's saying is that when you have underwatering, the leaves get a little bit – they get less waxy, a little papery, but they stay green. And yellowing is not a sign to water more. It might even be a sign to water less. So the kumquat is a jungle plant, right? The Meyer lemon's not really a jungle plant. And so, okay. You know, the kumquat's not really a citrus. It's a fortuna. And so that's kind of a thing that people don't realize. They're not the same plant. They're very different plants, or not very different.
Yeah, they're plants.
They are plants. And so, yeah, anything that's making fruit is going to be a heavy user of nutrients in the soil. Little micro pockets of nutrition. You know, one plant grows faster than the other, things like that. I would do another mycolive treatment, cut back on the watering, just like Danny said. That was really good advice for that improved Meyer lemon.
Okay, great. That's awesome. All right, the second question is, I have a bunch of agapanthia growing in the front yard, and every year they put out, you know, tons of flowers. This year I didn't get any. Any ideas on that? They're pretty shaded.
That may be the problem. Too much shade, you know, so over the years, I'm assuming they're getting shade from the trees. The trees have grown bigger and bigger and bigger, and now you might have finally got to the point where the trees are providing too much shade.
Okay.
That could be a problem. And, of course, you know, fertilization, but I would think about shade.
Okay, well, I got about a 50-year-old ash tree in the front yard that's huge.
Yeah, so, well, the next problem is that ash tree will wind up going away at some point, and then you'll have too much sun.
he's on his last leg
yep.
now. Yeah. Back, and it's just a matter of time the next year or so he's probably going to be gone.
Yeah, that's about the lifespan for an ash tree. They don't last forever.
And so, sometimes sometimes agapanthus can get a little too mature and stop flowering as much also. And so it might be where you need to divide those bulbs and thin them out a little bit, give it some stress.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the advice, guys.
Yeah, you appreciate bet. You, John. All right, Kathy, you are on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi there. I've got a couple of questions, actually. We live in Sienna Plant – I'm sorry, we live in Riverstone, and we have Bermuda grass. And in our front yard, we don't really have we've tried to dig out a little bit between the grass and, like, our flower beds, but somehow that Bermuda on one side, well, especially on the right side, just keeps creeping into our flower beds, and it's just a pain to pull out all the weeds. So we have a lot of the Bermuda grass, you know, getting in there, you know, the little, I don't know what you call it, little spigots or whatever, they, you know, the little runners.
Runners.
And I'm constantly pulling it out. Well, then the other problem is up by the sidewalk, walking up to the house, it looks like it's got to be a weed. At first I thought it was a flower growing back because I don't know what they're called. They're the little yellow flowers that, they kind of have like little, when they grow up, they look like little sprinkets of grass or like, you know, green leaves, and then they're long, skinny leaves, and they have the yellow flower. I'm not sure what they're called. We had some of those, so, but then all of a sudden all these weeds start growing, and they look like grass. They look like long, skinny, like two-prong or three-prong things of grass growing up, and I'm pretty sure they're weeds. So I'm constantly pulling them out. I can't ever get them to go away. We spray them. They still come back. So my question is, are we better off putting a border in front of our flower bed? I mean, we've tried to, you know, weed eat back a little bit, make a little ditch, you know, or a little, you know.
Little no man's land?
Yeah, between the grass and the flower bed. I hate Bermuda grass.
Yeah.
I really dislike it, but it just seems to keep going back in there. And then, of course, a lot of our neighbors have stones, you know, in the front, and then it all gets algae all over it. And then the Homeowners Association won't let us put in the, like, the green border stuff, you know.
Right, the steel edging, yeah.
Yeah, they won't let us do that. So I don't know what to do.
So, yeah, a border can help, but the HOA may cause a problem with that. But a stone border, usually the algae will show up on a white stone. If you use a brown colored stone, a natural, you know, tan or brown, the algae shouldn't be a problem.
Or it'll look pretty on it even.
Right, right. Or you know, algae, there's nothing wrong with algae. It's not hurting anything.
Sure.
But it just, you know, it's everybody's choice of what you want to see. But the white stone and a softer stone usually has that algae on it too. So a denser stone doesn't hold the water, and so the algae won't grow on it. So if,
is there a way to keep the Bermuda from creeping up in there? Because we've got plants and we've got lots of flowers, and every time we try to spray the weeds, you know, you try not to spray your, you know, your weeds, I mean your flowers. You don't want to destroy your, you know, your flowers that you have planted. But they, it's crazy how much it grows up in there.
Kathy, I might suggest doing a stone border that's a little wider.
Right.
You know, using like field stone or something like that, that where the border itself can be, you know, 12 inches wide.
Yeah, the Bermuda wants to grow. That's what Mother Nature wanted it to do. So it wants to creep and crawl and get into that bed. If you go out to the nursery, they can show you some stone that we use, which may be a good alternative. And,
yeah.
and the other picture, I mean, bring a picture of the other weed that you have, maybe even a sample, and
yeah,
we can take a look at that and see what that is.
Take that in.
Yeah, because it's over there on one, it's only on one side of the bed, and it's right where there's some flowers planted. And for the longest time, I thought, well, maybe those flowers are coming back.
Yeah.
But it's not. Then they start popping up everywhere.
It
and
could.
They've got long, stringy, actually it's two. It's usually it's two, and it just, it has like a, like at the bottom, you know, where there's the root, and it has one string on one side and one on the other, you know,
yeah,
and the real skinny green.
It's super hard to be able to diagnose that
from
a phone description. So take it in, or you can email us, homeshowgardenpros.com. There's an Ask a Pro button that you can click and send a picture on. And once I see it, or once Danny sees it, we can identify it pretty quick. But it's, we're like trying to imagine what it looks like. Appreciate the call, though, so much, Kathy.
I have one more question, if you don't mind.
I don't mind.
I've got another house.
I don't mind, but I would love for you to hold through the break real quick, if that's okay.
Okay, sure.
Thanks so much.
No problem.
Thanks so much. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, answering your garden questions. And like we just told Kathy, we'll be back after a quick break.
Has your lawnmower been sitting up for over a month and now it won't start? We can help. Hi friends, Bob Patterson at Southwest Fertilizer. Today's gasoline contains ethanol, which in time can absorb moisture, and that moisture will gum up your fuel system, making it hard to start. Our technicians can service your mower, clean out the fuel lines, and clean or replace the carburetor, getting you back to mowing your lawn. At Southwest Fertilizer, we're devoted to providing service, quality, and selection for solving your lawn and garden challenges. You'll find seeds, plants, tools, soils, and solutions to make your lawn and garden flourish. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, or southwestfertilizer.com.
First impressions say a lot. A sinking sidewalk or driveway says your home looks tired, unsafe, old. We say, fix it for less than replacement. We're Concrete Raising Corporation, lifting Houston neighbors like you since 1994. Our trained techs know just where to drill and pump traditional grout or advanced foam products to raise sidewalks, driveways, and patios. Level and true. Mess-free. Finished in hours. What do you say about that? Concrete Raising Corporation. Find us online at crc-houston.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
This is Sherry from Plants for All Seasons. More answers to your gardening questions coming up in a moment. But first, let's talk about what's happening at the nursery. The heat is on, and we're here to help you get your green on through the summer. The nursery's loaded with beautiful season-appropriate flowers that will get you through the summer until the fall. We have all the products that you need to help you survive the summer heat, from potting soils to organic fertilizers and all the information to take care of them. We have fresh brewed compost tea. Compost tea will add microorganisms to your soil. It's like concentrated compost, but you can spray it out in your yard. This will increase your organic material in the soil, so you won't have to water as much. We brew it fresh every week at Plants for All Seasons, ready for use on the weekends. So treating your yard with compost tea this time of year will take the stress off of it, and it pairs very well when you're ready to put your MicroLife fertilizer out. It'll actually help it work better in your soil. If you're up towards the northwest side of Houston, we're at 21328 State Highway 249, just north of Louetta on the northbound feeder. Open 7 days a week from 8:30 to 6. You can friend us on Facebook or go to plantsforallseasons.com. And now back to Home Show Garden Pros.
That's right. We are back. 713-572-4610. Taking your calls. Don't have a lot of time left. So, Kathy and then John, let's try to, you know, make the most of our time we do have. Kathy, you're back on Home Show Garden Pros.
Okay, so real quick, I have a house in Meyerland, and it's actually on one of the streets. It's got a lot of shaded trees. And, of course, we've gone through three major floods, you know. And the problem is with the yard on the left-hand side, I just can't seem to get the St. Augustine to grow. And I don't know if a lot of it is just because, and we've already thinned the trees out once, and I just don't know if it's just, we've had a lot of problems over there. I don't know if y'all are familiar with Meyerland, but just the grass really wanting to come back. Okay, so I don't know what to do. If I'm better off just putting some type of, do I need to treat, because I've already put sand down once. I put St. Augustine down and all of it died. And then I did it again. Of course, you know, like I said, it's flooded three times. You know, we had 6 feet of water.
Right, for sure.
So is there any solution to try to get the St. Augustine to grow? Or am I better off just putting like a bedding type plant to, you know, cover that area? Because it is a lot of shade.
If it's a lot of shade, you won't get the grass to grow. You're probably better off going back to a ground cover. It's probably a problem with the compaction in the soil.
I would say 100%. Yeah. That flooding, that rain made a problem happen. Compost is the tool. It's just the solution. So we're kind of wrapped up to the end. Kathy, thanks so much. But just get a couple bags of Nature's Way resources and kind of spread them out over that space. Thanks so much, Kathy. Again, John, you are now on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes, sir. Thank you. First year I've planted tomatoes. I have Roma and cherry tomatoes. And they're doing great. My question is, how and when do I harvest the seeds for replanting next year?
I would say your last couple tomatoes.
Yeah, those
as they get ripe. Just let them rot, let them get dry on a plate or a platter, and then put those in a baggie, and you'll be done. They'll be ready to go.
Do I take the seeds out of the tomatoes?
Nope.
Or just leave the tomatoes?
Nope.
Okay.
Just set the whole tomato outside.
Let it dry.
Let it dry out all the way. So that'll decompose the layer a little bit of the outside tomato seed, and it'll be ready to go.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, John.
You bet.
All right, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. It's having fun. Danny Linderman, here we go. We're going to finish.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan, on Home Show Radio, Saturdays and Sundays on Sports Radio 610. And anytime you want at homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust, tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on, always free. Homeshowradio.com. Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.